This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Ayman and Chuck. And joining us today in the studio for the Market Wrap is Sean Tanis. So today we're going to look at this feel-good story. It's the end of the year, right? We do some light stories today. And this is about an octogenarian who charges only 2 ringgit 50 cents for a haircut. Is this real, Sean?
Right. So basically this was a feature story on Bernama that's being shared around. It's going viral today. It's about this 80-year-old senior citizen known as Totnya, and her real name is Tay Kai Lui. She's a home-based hairdresser inside this traditional wooden Tionghoa village house in Kangar Perlis. And she said back in 1962, she used to charge 25 cents per haircut, and now she's only charging 2 ringgit 50 cents. I mean, that's what the price of roti canai in a shopping mall or something.
2 ringgit 50 cents for roti canai these days?
I think so, in a mall. I think that's what you pay.
Actually, I was very curious to ask you guys, like, how much do you guys pay for haircuts? Because I won't go first. You go first.
I do like clean shave, so it's like really cheap, about 10 ringgit to 15 ringgit.
Okay.
I prefer the mamak shops, 15 ringgit.
Okay, I'm not going to reveal how much I pay for a haircut anymore.
50 ringgit, I think. That's what it is. But coming back to this story, right, she's charging like 2 ringgit 50 cent, and the best part about the interview that they had with her is that she said 2 ringgit 50 cent is enough for her because she asked, why make more money than you need? Wow. And I think this is like a great message going into 2020, that she said she would maintain the price as long as her service is needed, and she doesn't plan to raise it to 25 ringgit per haircut, which is the normal rate at other salons around Kangar.
How's that for business advice on BFM? Don't raise your prices. Hey. Alternative, yeah. Okay, so it's also interesting how customers are actually queuing up for her service, not just because of the price, but simply because she's good at what she does, apparently.
Yeah, so Totnya, like, she's actually qualified because she's been learning her hairdressing skills like since 1957.
Wow.
And this was when she started working in a salon in Penang for about 5 years. And so she's qualified by experience, like she's self-taught. And most of her customers today say, despite her age, she's like very confident and like tidy with her haircutting skills. And people in Kangar from all races, apparently they've been going there since like the kindergarten days. And some of them are in their 30s today. They're still going there. And a lot of these people also see her as their own grandmother because, you know, when you go and get a haircut, you are sharing your stories, you're growing up.
Or you chit-chat with them,
right? You chit-chat with them, like you're updating. So she knows like all of these people's stories as they grew up until today. They've been frequenting her place. And it's certainly a beautiful story to end the year. And Totnya says she's not doing this for the money or to become rich, and it's for self-satisfaction. And she also said, if I just sit around doing nothing, the body gets ill. So she's like 80 years old.
I think that's really true as well. Like, you know, when people stay active, they probably would.
Yes.
Deteriorate a lot slower. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, that's your message for 2020.
Yeah.
So now moving on to Bursa, there's news on TDM Berhad buying a stake in oil palm plantations. What's the story there, Sean?
Yeah, so TDM Berhad, basically, they are planning to buy a 70% stake in THPYT plantation. And this is to expand their oil palm plantations in Terengganu. So the close proximity of this plantation to the TH Sungai Tung mill is expected to allow them to optimize their capacity. So TDM and THP said, as part of the acquisition, they also agreed to the proposed settlement of the intercompany advances to a subsidiary of THP, which amounts to 78 million ringgit. And TDM shares were the most active counter yesterday, and today there were 121.6 million shares traded on the counter, which closed 3.7% higher at 42 cents.
Sean, thank you very much for the Market Wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.